Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers, husband, father, and business owner from Belle Fourche, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in his life.
Today we're going to focus on the Gospel, John 8, 31 through 42. Jesus then said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham, and have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it that you say, 'You will be made free'?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not continue in the house forever. The son continues forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. And I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me, because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would do what Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You do what your father did." They said to him, "We are not born of fornication. We have one father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceed and came forth from God. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me." This is a very popular passage in scripture. And I want to focus on the three lines that really struck me. And the three lines are, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And yet you seek to kill me, because my word finds no place in you." How many times in our life has somebody spoken truth to us, and it finds no place in us? And we feel like we're being attacked. We're living in an age where everything triggers people. And another way to say that is, my word finds no place in you. Do we receive the truth with humility and love? And do we give the truth with humility and love? When we speak the truth to our friends, families, and strangers, are we seeking to make them free? Or are we just trying to point out flaws and not look at ourselves? Does Jesus' word find place in us? If we do want to be free, we should receive the truth. We receive it. And we make a place for it in our hearts. And we allow it to change and convert us. I've spoken the truth to a lot of people, a lot of love, to try to set them free. And some people receive it joyfully, even though it's hard. They are pruned in order that they may bear more fruit. And other people reject the word. And they just think they're fine where they're at. People have spoken the word to me before, and I have received it with great humility, and there was a place for it, and I was pruned, and I bore much fruit because of that. And there are times when I rejected that word, and I remained a slave to sin, and I remained a slave to my disordered ways. Even little disorders are bondage. Are you seeking freedom in truth and making a place for Jesus' word so that you can become truly one of his disciples? Let us examine our life and where people have had the courage to speak the truth, or where we have found the courage to speak truth. Did we do it out of love and humility? Did they do it out of love and humility? And then let us repent of the times we did not do it out of love and humility, and let us forgive the times it was spoken to us without love and humility. But then let us also examine the spots of our life where we received that word and the times that we didn't. And let us repent of the times that we didn't, and seek to be pruned, seek to be set free, seek to be His disciples, and let us just always keep a place in our hearts for the word, that we may be set free. Father God, we thank You for this day, and we thank You for the gift of Your Son. And I create a place in my heart for You, a place for Your word always, that You may always set me free at Your discretion. For when the Son sets us free, we are free indeed.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.